Hello, this is Robert Rickover at Body Learning, and today my guest is Alice Riccardi, who is an Alexander Technique teacher in Portland, Maine. She's co-owner of Portland Power Yoga. She's also a yoga instructor. And we're going to talk today about, I guess, kind of an aspect of the Alexander Technique called constructive rest. Sometimes it's referred to as active rest, sometimes as Alexander lying down or the Alexander technique lying down position. And it's a very powerful method that anybody, even someone not taking Alexander lessons, can use. And we're just going to talk a little bit about it and why it's so useful. Alice, welcome to the show.
Thanks, Rob. How are you? You're doing well?
I'm doing good, thanks.
Great, awesome.
Could you begin by giving our listeners just a short description of the Alexander technique so they have some idea of the framework within which we're talking here?
Yeah, absolutely. And I like to keep it simple and say that it can give you access to ease of movement and really helps to lessen nervous tension.
In a
nutshell.
Yeah, and it's all about improving your functioning as you go through life. So it's interesting that Alexander constructive rest, which involves lying down, and we'll talk a little bit about that, the details in a moment, is almost a retreat from activity.
Exactly.
And I always tell my students, this is all about how you function in the world, but there is some usefulness in stopping functioning. And maybe you could address that a little bit.
I think that just lying down, as we call it, kind of the slang for what could be called constructive rest, is a great way to kind of just put on the brakes of daily life stimulus, all of those things that kind of keep coming at us at a regular basis. And so just the simple task of lying down for 5, 10 minutes or so every day, maybe even twice a day, can just help to ease and calm the nervous system in a remarkable way that's very useful once you get back into activity, because once you're done with that, you just feel more calm. And as you said, it helps to improve your function,
right,
in regard to like your daily activity once you get going.
So someone listening to this might think, well, okay, a nap sounds like a good idea. How does this, maybe you could say a few words and we'll go back and forth on this, but how does this differ from just lying down in bed for 5 or 10 minutes?
And not to say that that's not a good idea too, to get that kind of extra rest in, but this is a little bit different in that staying aware of how you're resting allows you to benefit more from opening up into the release of your back. Like when you're lying down in a lie down position, you're lessening the relationship to gravity. And so when you're lying down and you're aware of those releases that are occurring, it actually is very soothing to the nervous system in a way that rests the nervous system in a deeper way than sleep does.
So one big difference between this and just taking a nap is that it's generally recommended that you remain awake, although if you do fall asleep, there's no harm done, or it probably indicates you should take a nap at that point.
Yes, exactly.
Maybe we should talk about a few other differences. The surface on which you're lying, at least in the classical descriptions of Alexander technique, lying down or constructive rest, involve a fairly firm surface, not necessarily a wooden floor, but maybe a carpeted floor, something that gives you some feedback about, particularly as you say, your back, which would be tough. It's tougher to get with a mattress that has a lot of give to it.
Yes.
And of course, the other two basic differences are, one, that your knees are elevated relative to your hips, And there's usually, almost always, some support under your head. So your head is actually elevated a little bit as well. Do you want to talk about why those additions are so crucial?
Well, again, it's the sense of something that I didn't think about that much until I started taking Alexander lessons, was something about gravity and how gravity is kind of working on us all the time. But when you're lying down, what happens is that gravity works with you to help open up your back and release your back. And the spine actually begins to lengthen. And that little bit of support at the back of the head, if you're resting your head on some books, actually allows the neck to drop back
mm-hmm.
in relationship mm-hmm. to the head. So you begin to kind of soften up through the neck, an area where most of us, the best of us, in fact, hold some tension
mm-hmm.
through the base of the skull, through the shoulder blades, that type of thing.
Mm-hmm.
And so when you're lying down, you get relief from that. And it's very beneficial once you come back up to standing. You kind of carry that with you in the rest of the rest of your day.
Right. And just to elaborate on that, with the support under the base of your skull, your neck is basically suspended, kind of like a suspension bridge. And gravity is, of course, pointing towards the center of the earth and is tending, as you say, to encourage the kind of release in your neck that Alexander teachers are helping people with in lessons, and doing it in using gravity to accomplish that to a certain extent.
Yeah, and interestingly enough, too, we're very frontally, we're aware of the front of our bodies a lot more than we're aware of the back of our bodies.
Mm-hmm.
So we have like kind of very little like what you might call like back consciousness. So it helps you to develop a sense of where your back is, that area of the back, like I said before, where we can feel the tension, but we're not quite sure kind of how to get at it. And so when you do your lie downs every day, you begin to develop a more direct awareness of just where your back is,
mm-hmm.
which is very, very beneficial
mm-hmm.
to understand that relationship of the front to the back, because we stand up and we need to know where our body parts are. Yeah.
Well, we're used to looking at ourselves in mirrors. So, for example, we tend to identify our face with our head and the front of our body with our torso. But really, there's a back and two sides as well. And
exactly.
that again, it points to the importance of using a reasonably firm surface,
mm-hmm.
Because that's what gives you the feedback about what's going on in your back. Now, how about the knees elevated relative to your hips aspect of this? You want to say something about that?
Yeah, it really helps to allow the lumbar area, sometimes people call that the lower back, to ease out, to lengthen. And also what I like to emphasize with students if they are doing a lie down, or for your listeners, is that there's also that feeling of suspension in the pelvis, like you're talking about in relationship to the neck. So that mm-hmm. the pelvis and the spine, especially in the lower body, begin to hang, and the hip sockets begin to feel a little more open. And so the whole length of the body begins to, it becomes encouraged through the knees pointing up.
Mm-hmm.
If the legs are extended, there's a tendency to pull a bit into the lower back and into the lumbar spine. And that's an area where people are already sometimes experiencing a little bit of dis-ease or tension. And so that really helps to kind of smooth out that area in a big way.
Yeah, and it's interesting that when people with low back pain are usually advised by their doctors to put pillows under their knees when they're in bed and so on. There is that. So that idea of elevating the knees is not unique to the Alexander lying down
mm-hmm.
position. Yeah. And there are various ways to do that. The classical way is to have your feet flat on the ground, your knees pointing towards the ceiling. Some teachers, myself included, would often use a bolster under the knees to elevate them, or you can have your lower legs resting on a chair or a couch. And we'll put a link next to this interview of a page on the topic that'll include lots of photographs and more detailed information about the Alexander lying down position. Do you want to say some more about it? I have more to say myself, but
I don't know if you know, this may be kind of like an Alexander, quote unquote, urban myth, but uh-huh. I was told a story about Alexander and his brother, who was also an Alexander teacher, had a friend come to visit them in London from, New Zealand, where Alexander, was born, and they told him to do lie downs. They gave him some table work, but they said basically just do your lie downs every day, this constructive rest that we're talking about. They didn't give him much more information than that. Just do that and see what happens, and then we'll talk again the next time we see you. And so this fellow was very, very determined, and he did his lie downs every day. An hour a day, so an hour in the morning, an hour in the evening. And I don't know if this is really true or not, but 6 months or 8 months later, he came back to visit Alexander and his brother, and they went to pick him up at the airstrip, and they looked around for him. They couldn't find him. He had changed so dramatically his postural awareness and the lift that he had developed. Now, I don't know if this is true, but it's a good story to lead into the fact that you can do lie downs and benefit from them, perhaps even if you're not taking Alexander lessons. You will benefit even more if you have a teacher who helps you along the way, but there's a lot of benefit to just lying down 10 minutes a day, twice a day, 5 minutes a day. You're going to have something happen for sure.
It's
guaranteed.
It's almost too simple a process for people to appreciate. It is in fact, as your story illustrates, an extremely powerful method. And I have found over the years that students of mine who do practice it regularly progress much faster than those who don't. And sometimes I have to really work to convince people that this is useful. And once I do that, and once they get with the program, as it were, they're very grateful that I harass them a little bit about it.
Yes, I do the same.
Yeah. I think another thing about, one of the things that I do tell my students is that I found that the world is divided into two groups of people, one who always knew that they're taller in the morning than at night, and the other group who never heard of that before. But it's easy enough to check out. Anyone listening can measure their height in the evening and then first thing in the morning, and almost everyone is significantly taller, often half an inch, three quarters of an inch. And I explain that that's because for most people, lying down, just plain old lying down in bed, takes pressure off your spine more than any other activity you might do, like standing or sitting. And that the lying down position is really just taking advantage of that and enhancing it with these additions of the firm surface and knees elevated and so on.
Absolutely.
So it's kind of like taking a nap on steroids as far as how it helps you. And the other thing that one of the reasons I tend more often than not to use the bolster approach, that is put half a foot or thicker bolster under the knees, is that it allows the student. If your feet are flat on the floor, on the ground, as is more the traditional approach, you do have to do a little something to keep your knees up there, and there's some big advantages in that. I'm not putting it down, but I kind of like to go to a situation where it's absolutely clear to the student that there is absolutely nothing they have to do to be there. And if they are noticing that they're doing anything, they can start to say no to it.
Yes, exactly. And I encourage the students to do the same, and that people are, as people will be, myself included, always wanting to improve. You know, to a certain degree, if someone's coming to you for an Alexander lesson, they're wanting to kind of take it to the next level, maybe in understanding something, or they have an injury. But I really encourage people to just lie down and do absolutely nothing. And if they start to kind of effort, or if they feel that the line in between their eyebrows is deepening, that they want to kind of just let go of that. Sometimes I even encourage certain students, because I know they have a tendency to go in that direction, I might even say, listen to some very relaxing classical music, something that you enjoy. No, like Aerosmith or extreme kind of sounds, but to just take that in as a possibility so that you can really take that time for yourself.
Right. And I actually had one student who her approach was to listen to meditation tapes from Buddhist meditation tapes. And she found that just made a gigantic difference for her. So certainly, in terms of if you're going to do this at home, you could certainly begin your lying down practice by just lying there and doing nothing but being awake and perhaps noticing anything that's going on. And if you notice some tension, you know right away that that tension's not necessary for you to be there.
Yes.
I like to think of it as kind of a recalibration process, because most of us, our idea of zero effort is actually plus something pretty high. And it's like having a thermometer that's where zero is wrongly indicated. It's a pretty good idea to know what doing nothing is, because then when you actually go into activity, you don't carry with you as much habitual tension. Before we bring this conversation to a close, Alice, when you have your students doing lying down, do you at some point suggest they might use some Alexander directions as in addition to just being there?
Yes. Yeah, I do, actually. And I will let them know that we'll explore that over time, because I think what happens sometimes, if I introduce it early on, then people again want to kind of, in the best way possible, employ the directions. And I'm really interested in them having that experience as you're talking about, of really what it's like to do nothing and experience that. But yes, like over time, they're going to start to work with their directions and understand how they can utilize that lie down time in a way that will help to kind of accumulate or accelerate their experiences in their lessons, because it does work in tandem, the lessons and the lie down and the directions all together at one. It's kind of like a 1-2-3 punch.
Yep.
Once you get to that place. Yeah, so I do.
And personally, I found that I've been using directions inspired by Missy Vineyard in her book, that some might call them negative directions or inhibitory directions. And one that I think anyone could start to play with fairly soon after doing this on their own is just saying to themselves, "I am not lying down," which is pretty good. Interesting, because what you're really saying is, in a longer phrase, "I'm not lying down the way I habitually do," and that opens up all kinds of possibilities. So there are a lot of things that can be built onto the basic lying down position. And as I said before, we'll put a link to a site that that has a lot of ideas along those lines and some material that you can get almost all of it free online. Anything else you want to say before we come to a close?
I think that just the lie down process can be very beneficial for everyone. And a lot of my students say that they enjoy doing it because it just gives them a time to stop everything. And that in and of itself, again, kind of hearkening back to the beginning of our conversation, is worth its weight in gold, just with all the kind of stimulus of our daily life. And sometimes we don't really know how much we're wound up until we lie down.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Absolutely. It's a kind of a conscious stopping.
Yeah, exactly.
Unlike, say, going to sleep, where you go into another state. And I would echo that simple as it may seem, requires little or no equipment of any kind, can be done pretty much anywhere. It's an extraordinarily powerful process, and I recommend to anyone, whether they're taking Alexander lessons or not. As most people who are taking Alexander lessons have probably, it's been suggested to them that they do this, but if you've never had an Alexander lesson, or maybe had lessons many years ago and have forgotten about this, or have never had any lessons, give it a try. I think you'll be amazed at what you'll discover.
Yes, me too.
So my guest today has been Alice Riccardi, who's an Alexander Technique teacher in Portland, Oregon. She's
Portland, Maine.
Portland, Maine. Sorry.
Yes.
Sorry about
that. No, that's okay. They're similar, but
at the other ends
of the country.
Yeah. Portland, Maine. And she's co-owner of Portland Power Yoga, and she's also an Alexander Technique teacher. So if anything that we've talked about appeals to you and you live in the Portland area, contact Alice. We'll put a link to her website. If you live anywhere else and you want to locate an Alexander teacher in your area, we'll put a link to a site that will enable you to do that. And we'll also put a link to a page devoted to constructive rest, or is it sometimes called the Alexander lying down process. Alice, thanks so much for being on the show.
Thanks so much, Rob.